Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, man? Cartel Radio, once again, we in this bitch, man. We trying to get it back lit, you know what I'm saying? I got my motherfucking guest in the fucking building. Special guest host. Showstopper in this motherfucker, man. Hold on, wait. Showstopper in this motherfucker, man. Hey.
What's good,
what it do,
man?
Bro?
Flash, bro, shit. What it do?
Yeah, man. Shit, man. Right now, we just going to wait until motherfuckers tap in and shit. We on the page trying to tag motherfuckers. Logic Divine and motherfucking Bees, they on some bullshit. Nah, they out. I don't know what they on, but. But motherfuckers
on
bullshit, man. I'm about to, I'm just waiting for the call volumes to go up. We just chilling, man. Right now, just get on your social media, tag motherfuckers, do whatever, you know what I'm saying? And we just going to wait till they get back popping, man. Hold up. I'm going to play this intro one more time, man. Shout out to Tone on the motherfucking beats, man. Yeah, man, I'm still waiting on you niggas to tap in, man. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, man, tell them niggas to tap in, man. We gonna get lit.
Niggas sleeping on the show, man. We about to get litty, man. You know what I'm saying? We about to get litty in a minute, man. We're giving you niggas a couple moments. I'm going to give you all about 5 minutes, man, like I always do. You know what I'm saying? So niggas normally bop in around the 10-minute mark, but you know what I'm saying? Shout out 312-978, man. They done bopped in, man. Cartel Radio, we about to get it lit. We just waiting on a few more callers, man. Until then, we going to play this. Play the intro one more time. Shout out to Tone for the beat. You dig? Yeah, man, somebody just bopped in and bopped right back out, man. Fuck you, whoever you is. Fuck you niggas, man. Straight the fuck up.
Yeah, fuck these niggas. Let them sleep. They'll catch the action for them.
Yeah, but no, they got 2 more minutes, man, before we just get to go on the regular scheduled programming on these niggas, man. But shit, man, what's good, though? What's popping in the mill? You know, I don't live there no more. What's cracking?
Same old. No. Page drama, battle rap drama, shitty bullshit. Same old shit.
Oh, yeah. I know you've been seeing niggas go at the STL niggas, man.
Yeah, I've been tuning in and out. I've been kind of busy myself, low key, throwing this card and all, but.
We about to get into the predictions of that shit later on, you know what I'm saying? Right now,
uh-huh.
We're just trying to get the lines cracking. But shit, let them know, man. What's the dates and the times on that joint?
Yeah, man, Black Ice Cartel presents Lottery Picks. The date is June 1st, this Saturday. Address 2008 North Fairwell Avenue. Make sure y'all get there early for early parking, because parking will be a bitch, man. Y'all have been there before. Time start at 4 o'clock on the dot. We start on time. We ain't finna waste my time, no time, or ice time if ice showing up. No, she just had the baby and all, so. Make
right.
sure niggas there on time, yep. man. So, should it go down, though, for sure.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to get motherfuckers to tune in to the motherfucking Cartel Radio joint. Motherfuckers is tuning in to my live, and my live is telling them to watch Cartel Radio and shit. Or tune in to Cartel Radio. It's crazy. To the tire of a couple more motherfuckers, man. Niggas is tripping blood. Just one more second, man. One
What's
more
going
second
on out there in the West?
Shit, man, I've been popping shit at these niggas in this Battleborn MC League or whatever. Niggas already know what the fuck time it is on this side of town with me, man. Niggas, I'm supposed to be booked on some motherfucking on some shit that's going on in July. We'll see, man. Shout out Double Stacks, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, smoke your shit. Hold on, man. We got another call on the line. 414-759.
The co-host, what up, nigga?
What
it
bees
do?
Finally
what
made
it. Do,
it.
Bees?
What's the
deal? Hey, finally, it's a late
ass. Man, I'm here. You hear my background?
Hey,
who all on here?
Man,
I ain't talking to Killer and Logic right now. Who's on here?
No, it's just
your
it's
show.
Just
Splash
it's
Bros.
Just me and Showstopper, the Splash Bros.
Aw, shit. This is all on.
Your background kind of noisy, too. But, yeah, man, I'm just waiting for the call volume to pick up. I needed you to get on the page and do your tag thing, but, you know.
Yeah, you say you want me to tag? You want me to get off the tag? Is that what you said?
I mean, yeah, or however you got to do it, but I tag some people, but, you know, it always
no,
works
I'm
when you
do it. No, I'm going to try. You know I could do it while I'm on here, but where I'm at, the service is trash. So I'm going to try it now. So you going there for Logic right now?
Yeah, Logic will be here a little later. We got Show chiming in
yeah,
right
now.
Yeah, Logic will tune in. I'm
feeling this for Logic right now, man. This gang duty going on, so.
I'm trying to tag now. Y'all can see. I don't know what I missed. I don't know how many minutes I missed. I don't know what I missed.
You ain't missed nothing yet. We ain't even getting into the topics or nothing just yet.
Okay.
About to.
I mean, y'all, listen. We, for the past couple weeks, it's been, like, kind of off. But the people got to understand, like, we got real lives, especially cartel people. You know, we really bosses out here, you know. So we be busting moves and shit. So we got to get it in how we get it in. But.
Yeah,
I'm
on the bus.
Big facts.
Oh, it's all good. Oh, yeah, I heard y'all just got a new bus and shit. That's what's up.
Yeah, nigga said it again.
No, for real. Motherfuckers donating whole buses and shit. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that ain't no regular
life
shit.
Is lit. It feel like it's, you know, some typical shit, because not typical, like it's a blessing or whatever. But, like, this is a donation or a blessing to us. Like, other people, they not looking for buses. Like, we need a bus.
For people that don't know, listening and don't know, Bees is heavily involved in the community. Shout out L.A., Young Bron,
shout
Bees,
out
Bron,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They be holding it down in the community for the kids and the motherfuckers. They understand that the motherfuckers that need help and shit like that. The ghetto.
Especially the youth, it's the kids. So we go to the littest parks, and right now we at the littest park in the city, Moody. It used to be Sherman, but now it's Moody. We just de-escalated two fights, and it's another two potential going
to
happen.
They changed Sherman to Moody? What type of shit
no,
is that?
No, this is where all the kids be at now. Like, they switched locations.
Oh,
so Sherman dead now.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
Awesome.
So now they up here.
Okay.
Lighting this bitch up. Left and right. Every time you turn around. Okay, I'm going to put this on speaker.
Hey, man. How y'all? Hey, Showstopper, you hear about that Tech N9ne shit?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that shit crazy, bro.
So I guess the results came back.
He really,
and this nigga,
I guess he really
suicide.
Did do a checkout. Yeah, he did
yeah,
a checkout.
He got up out of there. So that I guess
who
he was
said come check
out too. He went to the less than 10 items checkout. He got out of there fast.
Facts.
I mean, but like when y'all seen the, I ain't gonna be trying to be politically correct. When I seen the court papers and I seen, you know what I'm saying, I instantly put two and two together and I told Vaughn, and then Piper Boy was the first person to say something, and I was just watching and waiting to see, because it ain't for everybody to say what it, you know, what they peep when they peep it. Certain people gotta, you know, say certain shit, and that's Piper Boy Lane. You know, like, he a blogger, he a known blogger. And, you know, he kind of delve in the, I would say messy. I don't want to say messy, but he touch on the shit that people don't want to touch on, you know, and he got right on it. And I was like, yep, there it go. And I knew, you know, I damn near knew it was true. Like, it only made sense.
Not even that, though. Like, it was just, well, me personally, I wanted to wait till facts come out. I didn't want to go off accusations or nothing like that, because at the end of the day, there weren't no facts out there at the end of the day. It was only allegations, so. He wasn't he was charged with the shit, but he wasn't found guilty just yet. But this shit just proved what he did.
It ain't about if he guilty or innocent. It's about that he killed himself because of the charges.
Yeah, and that was kind of clear.
I mean, now that it's out.
Now it's more clear now than before. So now that you know that he checked himself out, shit.
So you want to see what they white men to tell you some shit before you can figure. You figured that shit out on your own. Fuck an accusation or an allegation. We live on this.
I mean, yeah, but shit goes. This is some crazy shit that goes.
Man, that nigga knew he was guilty, so he did the judge and the jury on his damn self.
Pretty much.
Yeah, true. Off Benadryl, cause shit.
Really, what's
was
fucked
it Benadryl?
Up is. It was motherfucking. Like antihistamines or some shit like that.
That's damn near Benadryl.
That's a type of Benadryl, I think.
That nigga must have ate a whole case of the motherfuckers.
I'm trying not to laugh. This nigga said a case.
Popping them bitches
like
Skittles.
I'm trying to be sensitive for the people that, you know, that fuck with him, you know, if they ever listen to our show.
Hey, but real shit, though. Hey, even if you fuck with him, man, like what's crazy about the situation is, like, he played it slick because, really, niggas will never get the answers that they're trying to look for, you know what I'm saying?
You got the answer. If you killed yourself, then you don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
But that's kind of the answer. All you can do is put two and two together, but it's still, like, no 100%. There's no 100% facts out there. Like, it's
yeah,
still
exactly.
for
like,
a nigga to make, like, other accusations to take up for him type shit.
He wanted us to put two and two together, because if it was something else he wanted motherfuckers to know, he could have left a note like, hey, I'm finna do this. You know, it's some shit going on that I don't want to deal with. I didn't do it, but fuck that. I ain't got time for this shit. My name is tarnished. I don't want my kids to go through this.
But fuck that, because you said you want to keep it, you want to be insensitive for his guys or anybody that really fuck with him. If a nigga's really fuck with him and he involved in this type of shit, then that's something wrong with that too.
It is, and you know, but I ain't. That's a whole nother topic, a whole nother day, a whole nother show. Like, we could talk about that forever. But my thing is putting two of them together and using your common sense. And I ain't, you know, I don't care who said what. I know what I know, and I know when I seen that shit, I knew what it was about. And I know I ain't finna sit up here and say he ain't guilty because he ain't go to court. Niggas go to court and be found guilty and they not guilty. You know what the fuck going on. We know OJ killed Nicole. We know what the fuck going on. I don't need no judge and jury to tell me if this nigga guilty or not.
Molested shit like that, like, that's 100% fact. You got DNA to prove shit like that.
And I'm pretty sure they got DNA. You don't think they got DNA? They just ain't finna test and do all that shit now because they can't take them to court.
I ain't taking up for. I'm just saying, like, in general, shit like
not.
That.
I
like.
Just fuck like that.
Hey, but some other shit. Some other shit. Y'all see that? Y'all see that shit with Queen Flip?
Nah, what do you do? I've been hearing about it, but I ain't all right, know what he
so did. This nigga Queen Flip, he was in tour with some dude, some nigga that I guess been stalking his podcast or just trolling him or whatever. So he on some pull up type shit, and I don't know the time frames, but him and dude they did a little head up or whatever. So I don't. After the fight, Queen Flip invite the nigga on the show.
So they having an interview. Next thing you know, Queen's Flip Cousin come in the room, crash the interview, and just swing off on Bam. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just gets to going at him and shit. And they and Queen's Flip cracked the nigga a couple times, too. No bullshit.
Damn.
That's weak, bro. That's a setup.
Queen Flip cracked him like two times, then tried to break it up and try to act like he was on his side. So then the dude wanted to get at Queen Flip cousin, like, no, fuck that. Y'all set me up. You know what I'm saying? Dude, like, how? So he like, you can't fight my cousin, though. Queen Flip told him he can't fight his cousin. So then dude, like, oh, you set me up then. How you gonna let a nigga get off on me, but I can't fight him because he your cousin? Like, fuck all that shit.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
If go to YouTube when y'all get some free time and YouTube Queen's Flip, that's probably gonna be the first shit. But it seemed like a setup, like he invited the nigga on the show, then
man,
you know what I'm saying, and had his people come pull up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously a setup. If a nigga throwing punches with the nigga, then I gotta see the shit. So I ain't even really see it,
but that's some whole ass shit though. Yeah, it's crazy as shit. Everybody on Queen's Flip Hill saying he a weirdo ass nigga for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, you a dumb ass nigga for going on a nigga show that you had got a
that's
tour
true
with.
Too.
If y'all, like, it's not like they was long time friends or something. Yeah, like, that was dude fault. Like, Queen's Flip ain't no hoe ass nigga because he didn't owe dude no motherfucking loyalty or nothing. I mean, I guess it ain't honorable, but shit. Niggas know how
yeah,
it is,
that,
man.
That would be my
streets
thing. It's not honorable. I wouldn't want the world to know that I'm a shiesty set up nigga, but you know. I mean,
basically, even though
the situation will warrant for a motherfucker to, maybe you want this nigga to get his ass whooped and maybe you feel like you can't whoop him or whatever, but you don't want the world to see that shit, whether it's valid or not, because that means that you're capable of setting the motherfucker up because you're showing that you, I wouldn't want nobody to see that.
It ain't honorable, but shit, it ain't no rules to this shit at all either, though. They just got to be smart enough to not even put themselves in that type of situation, too. It goes
it's
both
rules
ways, to be honest.
It's rules, and then it's no rules.
It ain't no rules to
it's,
this
oh,
shit.
It's people
no
that
rules
follow rules, and it's people that don't go by no rules.
I mean, it's rules. Man, it ain't no rules to this shit.
You
especially
get what I'm saying.
With a motherfucker. If you beefing with a motherfucker, you know if there's any type of tension between the two people, and you put yourself in that situation to go on that show by yourself, not expecting nothing out of it. Like, you put yourself in that position. Like, motherfuckers gotta be smart too. I think I'm gonna say it's bogus, but motherfuckers gotta be.
Hey,
smart.
I mean, all right, fuck all that East Coast shit, man. Let's take it back. Let's take it back to the Midwest real quick. Man. Fuck all this East Coast shit. You know what I'm saying? How y'all feel about y'all been peeping what's going on with the St. Louis versus Milwaukee and the KD and all that shit? Y'all been peeping that shit?
Fuck St. Louis.
Yeah. Well, I've been tuned in and out of it, but it's been going ham. So
Milwaukee
far
versus everybody. Fuck you mean?
What's your take
nah,
on
it? Nah, it ain't. We can't.
But what you think?
I ain't got to sit up there and rap, so I can say what I want to say.
I've been tuning in and out. Like, for the most part, motherfuckers in it for like a month. Motherfuckers in it for the fun and game of the sport and shit like that. But I don't know, at the same time, like, me personally, motherfuckers want to do this new Midwest movement shit. That's not going to get us anywhere going at each other. But I can see why niggas doing it, though. Niggas doing it for the fun of the sport. It's just for us. It's like a sparring session, to be honest. So,
As far as they talk about top niggas in FCL.
I don't know. They tearing each other down. Like, you can't even respect. How can you respect the city or respect anybody of their rank is when they trying to tear one of their top hitters down? You can't even respect what other motherfuckers' opinion is in their city. Like, then they can't respect no rapper in their city like that unless you know
them. Yeah, it's just an opinion, too. So I be feeling like it's more so to who it be coming from that be hurting these niggas' feelings, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. But fuck all that, man. Let's get into the shit. The reason why we got your ass on this motherfucker right now, so you already know.
Let me break it down, man. The lottery pick.
Break it down.
Let me break it down for the people, man. Lottery picks is the next card following the draft. If y'all can see what's going on in the draft, we got lottery picks. Shit for to get bigger and better, you know. But Like, let me explain the draft card first for motherfuckers who don't know. The draft, I have a lot of people that already cartel already that don't have, like, a lot of footage that's out there. And I have a lot of Midwest hitters that don't get the shine that they deserve and that want to touch the stage. So I gave them the opportunity to touch the Black Eye stage, be on the platform, show their skill, and then after they showed their skill, they touched another bigger cartel card in stage. And the lottery picks is going to be part of the same thing, except I got different Midwest hitters and more Midwest hitters, like better, like it's getting better and better. I can't even explain it, but it's getting better and better and bigger. So now everybody, hopefully, motherfuckers cook, and they can be on it, be a chance to get on another, a bigger cartel card.
Man, it's this
bigger
Saturday,
bigger.
Right?
Yeah, this Saturday, cartel card this Saturday. 2008 North Farewell Avenue. Time starts at 4 o'clock on the dot. And
hey, man, we about to
cover
the
charge. Admission is $10, too. Admission is only $10, like on Frank Lucas out here. This Blue Magic, like, y'all can't turn it down. This Blue Magic
exactly.
out here. Y'all can't
That's
turn it down. Like, you're getting quality product for the lowest of the low. You're getting very good quality product for the lowest of the low from one of the top Midwest leagues. Or from one of the top battle leagues, period.
Hey, I got a question for you, though. So, like, I'm going to get into some predictions. So, Sid.
Okay.
Is you doing predictions, too? I know you throwing the card. I don't know if you want to show your bias beforehand.
I mean, shit. At the end of the day, I threw the card, but at the end of the day, it's up for them to prove me wrong, whatever I'm doing, no matter what. So, hell yeah, I'm doing predictions. Yeah.
So what are we doing with the draft, though? What are we doing?
You said with what?
I said what are we doing with the draft?
This is a follow-up off the draft. Like, you have the draft. You know, in the draft, you got the lottery tickets. You get the top hitter.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing. Y'all know what the fuck I mean.
It's a follow-up. It's a follow-up.
We on some new shit. But, man, let's get into these motherfucking predictions, though, man. Straight the fuck up.
Hey, before we start the predictions, let me make some announcements for the card. It's a couple of battles that's not going to happen on the card.
I'm high.
First, J Magic versus Duke is not going to happen for personal reasons.
Oh, man, hold on.
Nigga.
Hold the fuck on.
Yeah.
Nah, but
hold the fuck
on. That's the body gang battle. That's bullshit.
No, don't.
Hey, man, we need an explanation for that
problem.
Shit, man.
My nigga Duke going through some legal issues, and he got to get that over with before he can get to the city.
That's acceptable.
And then my Streets and Rich Porter is not happening. I ain't gonna lie. That one ain't got no explanation, and it's not Street's fault. So that's all I gotta say about that.
I'm at 699. If this last battle that ain't happening is body gang? What?
You said what?
No, what you saying?
I'm paying $5.99. If this next battle that's canceled is a body gang battle.
Man, you paying $10 because all the rest of this shit still gonna be $5.
Hey, Streets got mad at me on the internet because somebody put a little post with the top people or whatever of the Midwest, and I said I was on it. I was like, oh, Streets on it, throw the whole list away. This nigga got mad and shit. He called me a hater.
I ain't no
hater, nigga. I just hate you, nigga.
Streets my nigga. That's my brother. Y'all need to chill.
He can't say y'all. I put him on the card.
What's wrong? I'm talking about the people that don't like him. Like, why don't people like Streets?
Man, Streets, you know, he's trolling. I mean, I don't got no problem with him.
This nigga John Doty. He having too much fun. Hey, so take his shit. Take his keyboard. He clouded.
Body gang, nigga. Fuck you, nigga, talking about.
He ain't
gang.
No, that's why we don't like him.
Okay.
He ain't gang.
Y'all
know the last chance to
driver of the car, Logic and Shelly Shell won't be happening either. And that's due to personal issues that I won't be disclosing at all. That's between me and the people I talk to, so it is what it is with that.
So you sound like you calling me in for work. We want explanations. We want to see every
personal. It's personal.
Hey man, who got the background plan like that, man?
My bad.
Be easy, shit. What you doing?
I stepped to the back of the bus.
Hey, so that's it, bro. That's it.
Yeah, and then we have one more added on battle, which will be the first kickoff battle of the night. We have Problem Child Meech versus Prince.
Hey,
both from Milwaukee.
They
will be opening up the whole show.
I fuck with both
the whole battle
niggas.
Night.
And
so
that shit gonna be fire, man. Hey.
Yeah,
I'm
I know Prince
B,
Fire.
Man,
he just had a bad
shit.
Night. I know Prince Fire. I never seen him before until that night and he rocked. And I know he had a bad night, but I could tell he fired.
Yeah,
so
Prince
I'm looking forward to that.
On the real. And Meech, I already know Meech got the bars. He just, you know what I'm saying, got to get the experience. Hey, I'm about to bring in 312-978 real quick, see who this is. Cartel Radio, what's popping? Who this?
It's Trufo, man. What's the word?
What's popping, my
nigga?
What
they
Trufo
do,
Trufo? This bitch. We got Trufo, man.
What up? I'm finna mute for 5 minutes.
Y'all
go ahead and talk to
Trufo.
What up,
Trufo? What's good? I'm just listening, just showing support, man. I ain't no shit. I'm gonna try to pull up.
Oh yeah, yeah, that. For sure.
Pull
my
up Saturday.
Hey, my man, Young Merc on the card.
Yeah,
Merc versus Mercurion,
Yeah. AK, my man too. But I gotta rock with Merc
niggas
on that.
Niggas gotta get it.
We go
get into these predictions and shit. Hey, good looking, bro. Just stay tuned and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep you online. But shit,
love, bro.
I'm gonna go from the top of the card. King Gates versus King Crash. By the way, this is going to be a one-rounder, by the way. One-round battle. This is a one-rounder, okay. King Gate versus King Crab. That's a hard one.
They both similar, too. They both got pins out of this world.
Hold on, man. I got to bring in the God, Logic Divine.
Yeah.
What it do?
What's
good,
the word? Man, hey, who you got? King Gape or King Crash?
Man, you know I got Crash with the 30. What the fuck you talking about?
Gang. Body gang.
Straight up. You know what I'm saying? This ice cream sandwich got me being truthful and shit. Nigga, 30. King Crash.
Hey, I feel.
No, but that's gonna be a good one.
Hey, it depends on what type of energy 8 bring, because he be acting like he don't care and shit when he be rapping sometimes, and that should be
so ducking
me taking away from his bars. You know what I'm saying? He got the bars. He said he
ducking
a duck.
Ass. Crash with the 30, man. Why are we talking about this nigga?
In Milwaukee too, Crash with the 30. What's next?
Yeah.
So we got Crash.
The next battle. What's the next one going down? Is it
Logic Divine and Shelly Shell?
Oh, yeah,
that
one
ain't happening no more. But Logic with the 30. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, Logic with the 30. Logic with the easy 30. All right, we got Black Gemini versus B-Mac.
This going to be fire.
Man, that shit right there going to be crazy.
This going to probably be battle of the night, low-key.
It's definitely going to be the battle of the night, if you ask me.
Yeah.
What you think?
Definitely going to be fire.
I don't even know. Man, I got...
Body Gang.
I got Black Gemini.
Shit, so y'all might as well not even ask me predictions, nigga. Body Gang 30. What y'all talking about?
Hey, yeah, fuck it. Let me just be biased for the one time. I got Gemini. Fuck it.
But no, Black got the bars, though. So, you know, I ain't never heard B-Mac,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, B-Mac, fire. He's from St. Louis. He's fire.
Yeah, I know who he is. I've been watching, I don't really watch none of his battles and shit, but I've been seeing them clips he's been posting. Them motherfuckers been fired, though. I ain't gonna front. That nigga been going crazy on the clips.
This my battle of the night, though.
You said that's your
favorite
battle?
Oh, they going three.
That shit's going to go crazy.
I think they going three or one. I forgot, to be honest. I forgot. I've been drinking. My bad.
Fuck it, I'm drinking too, shit. Slap squad. What you talking about? But shit,
what's
damn,
next on
man.
The card,
yeah,
though?
That's gonna be the battle of the night, though. On the real, that shit
yeah, that's
be
my
crazy.
Battle of the night, bro. That's gonna be that's fun. Kudos
shit,
to
the
me.
The next one on the card
I'm
is
I'm tapping myself on the back for that.
Shastafa Q versus Eli B, or Shastafa. He probably took the Q off. I see.
Yeah,
Shastafa versus Eli B.
This one gonna be fire too, low key.
Hey, where Eli B from again? He from Kansas or some shit?
He from Wichita. Any Body Gang too. Body Gang gonna do this card. What y'all talking about? But yeah, though.
Yeah, Eli B.
He from Wichita. He from Wichita too. He from Wichita, Kansas. Not Kansas City, but the other Kansas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know Eli B fire.
But he's fired.
You and him had a crazy battle.
Yeah, I battled him when I was in Kansas City on the Connects League. Like, he fired. I won, though, but he fired.
battled who?
Eli B.
Oh, word?
Yeah, he fired for real. This going to be a good one, too. This going to be a good test for Shastafa. This probably going to be, like, one of his biggest battles he has so far.
Yeah,
and he want to improve from what he did the last time he came up here when he battled Bond, so... I know he gonna really trying to cook some food.
Yeah, motherfuckers, niggas already know what it is when they come up here. They better have their shit together.
So who y'all got?
I said up here. Hey, I said up here like I'm there and shit.
On what? You still here? You still here in spirit, nigga? Hey, Shastafa, Shastafa, he cool. He pretty decent. He lucky I ain't body him in the Fight Club joint. You know what I'm saying? End of this shit. He cool, though. But I still got Eli with the 30.
Logic dirty ass on here now. What up, Logic?
Hey, what's happening, though? What's good? What we drinking on tonight, though?
I'm drinking on water and I'm eating on a hot-ass brat up here with these badass fucking kids.
Oh, okay.
I'm at the park.
I had some tequila earlier.
You said you're eating on a brat, bees?
A hamburger.
I know that shit better not be pork. Motherfucker.
Oh, okay. I was all right. What y'all say, Eli 30? The fuck we talking about? I'm finna hang up.
Hey, we talking about Eli versus Shastafa Q. Who you got winning? You got the gang nigga or the nigga that gets his chain took every battle?
That's the nigga that don't wear the
do-rag. Oh, yeah, I forgot that's what Chud took his turn. Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's the guy, yeah. That's him.
That's my first time seeing Hoodlum. I missed that event and shit. I was on a run and shit. I was out in Iowa and shit. I seen the video. I'm like, no, this nigga didn't.
We need to get Hood
yeah,
on here. Somebody tag Hood. Somebody tag Hood.
Hey,
that nigga
shit,
hilarious.
Hey, that shit was cold. That shit was cold when he did that shit, though. I ain't gonna lie. Hey, shout out this one.
That nigga said, what is this?
On God, he took
him
off and slid it
smooth off
his neck.
I fuck with him. He proved
that
shit looking
like
Shastafa.
Yeah. I fuck with him. Shout out to Shastafa. I'm just talking shit.
Yeah, I only fuck with one nigga with a do-rag, though, so. I don't know how to call this one.
Man,
booty on my left and my right. Hey, booty on my left and my right. They cracking up here. I'm gonna hang up on you, nigga.
No.
You don't get no fuck.
I'm high as a bitch.
Hey, but
okay.
Who next on the card, though?
We got AK Body Gang versus Young Murk.
Hey, this one's gonna be a fire battle too.
Y'all know what the fuck's going on next.
Hey, this one could possibly be battle of the night.
Yeah, hey, Murk went over this with Trump too. Like, he couldn't wait to get back on Black Eyed stuff. This stuff is good.
Young
Murk.
So
Young
Murk
went
over Murk choked last time.
He want to come back on his vengeance, low key. But this gonna be a good ass battle. And AK ready.
You got
too,
to.
So.
I'm glad for even the battles that ain't happening. There's some fire battles still on here, so it's worth coming out to still.
It's still gonna be worth it.
How many battles going on?
Man, I don't get no fucking feels. One battle. Card only $10.
I'm Frank Lucas out here, man.
We just paid $10 for three battles. Shout out to Lou. What's the
right,
name?
Shout out to Lou. You know, man, see, Lou, if Lou have 20 battles
it's
on the
quality,
card,
though.
You know you're getting at least 3.5.
2.5 is it. What's going on?
That nigga, T. Lou be straight extorting niggas. Nah, T. Lou, cool.
We got the
shout
quality
Lou,
over
man.
Here. One
Point
battle just feel like 10 over here.
Damn, I just tagged that nigga, too. We probably heard y'all talking shit.
One battle goes for like five battles over here. He got the quality.
Oh shit!
Yeah, man. Hey, y'all come out and support, man. Support the squad,
man.
Yeah.
They fighting. I gotta mute.
It's $10, man. $10, broke ass.
Yeah, they fighting.
$10.
These over there in the trenches with them little niggas, they out there strapping and shit.
Dog, in the motherfucker. What's she on, Keith? She on what? She on first and Keith?
You know.
She on first and Keith.
At Moody, I think.
At Moody Pool? Who the fuck still go to Moody Pool?
I don't know. She said they went from Sherman to there or something.
Moody Park. The pool ain't out here, but the park be lit.
Oh, over there on Burline? Oh, man, you ratchet.
Don't you got a fight to be breaking up, bro?
Yeah, man. What's on the rest of the card, though, that's happening? That's the only ones that's happening?
Yeah, and then one more. Me versus Prince. Oh, yeah.
Me
versus Prince.
The opener for the night.
Meech versus Prince, man, I don't know. That's the man, I got Meech so far, you know what I'm saying? But I know Prince got bars. Like, he just got to, you know what I'm saying, get his vocal projection and shit like that together. Like, just, he got bars and he got stage presence and shit. He just needs to get his vocal projection and, you know what I'm saying, how you say that shit, all that type of shit together and shit.
Yeah.
Both of them niggas, you know what I'm saying, basically.
Yeah, I don't know who now one of them niggas is, though.
Nigga, you know Meech.
Who? Meech.
Yeah.
Talking about the Chicago nigga?
Nah, Milwaukee Problem Child. Used to be Body Gang.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Yeah, y'all call him Meech and shit? That ain't his battle name, nigga. Yeah, Problem Child. Yeah. The homie. Yeah, I got Meech 30, easy 30.
Hey, I'm about to bring a caller in one time, 317-438, PPV, is this PPV?
Circle City, what's happening?
What's the
deal? Yo, what's poppin', nigga, PPV in this bitch.
What's good? PPV in the building.
Hey, shit, what the fuck was that?
Oh, yeah, you know the new gadgets and shit. You know what's going on.
Hey, what's the word, though, man?
Man, I just pulled up, you know what I'm saying, to show love to my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Black Ice Cartel overall, you know what I mean? Shout out to my brother, you know what I mean? Killer B, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Showstopper, you know what I mean? Shout out to motherfucking Dave the Example. These are the guys I fuck with, you know what I mean? On God, bro. You know what I mean?
So man, listen, bro.
On
Almighty, I know you didn't just name all these niggas. And not say nothing to Logic.
Logic
Divine.
You were violent. Logic Divine, man. What's happening, boy? Man,
what's happening, man?
Excuse
what's
my
happened,
ignorance,
man?
Brother. Excuse my ignorance, brother.
What's going on,
hey,
man? Hey, man.
Hey,
check this out, man. I'm going to stop watching your shit, man, if you don't have me winning at least one battle, fam.
Fuck that, nigga. Nigga, I ain't point at the TV thing, bro.
Hey,
you know
bro,
what I'm saying?
You,
man,
I need
mean,
to
what I see and what I feel, G.
Huh?
Say it again. I was going to say, I ain't going to lie, man. You is like a strict-ass strict-ass judge when it comes to the battles and shit. That's why I fucks with you, though. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, he
keeps
that shit
100,
bro.
Man,
he keeps that shit
100.
Hell yeah,
what's
he keeps that shit.
Bro,
he done gave me,
know, you know what I'm saying?
He done gave me more classes than a little bit and shit. That's what's up, though.
But just know I'm here for us, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only nigga that hold it down for the Midwest, bro. And don't nobody hold it down for us, bro. They shit on us, bro. You know what I mean?
Fact.
Like,
fact.
I just want my guys. If I could, if I, like, I'm using my little expertise to put niggas in position. You know what I mean? If you, like, bro, if you choke, you lose a round. You know what I mean? I'm doing shit like that. Ain't nobody gonna try to put us in fit for our side, bro. You know what I mean? Niggas just shit on us. I done seen where niggas do prediction balls, recap balls. They don't even talk about us. You know what I mean? I am us, bro. Like, if niggas feel some type of way, I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm here for us, bro, at the end of the day. You know what I mean? If I feel like you lose, you going to lose. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Facts. I hear you.
Facts.
I hear you.
But yeah, I know how I'm rocking, bro. Like
shout
I said,
out Black
I just
Ice,
stick
man.
In. Shout out to Black Ice. Shout out to Black Ice Cartel. Shout out to you up there. Shout out to Ball Hog. My nigga, you know, making it all Midwest at the end of the day. That's what I represent. I represent the Midwest, bro. You know what I mean? Any side Midwest shit, bro. Because ain't nobody going to hold us down, bro. You know what I mean? I felt like I had to take that flag and hold down the Midwest overall.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
You was the first top blogger to do media on the Midwest strictly, you know what I'm saying, and put give us some type of shine.
This
PPV. This PPV, Mr. Circle City.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? No, what you saying, bro?
Yeah, I'm saying you been with you was the first person I've seen, you know what I'm saying, that was going hard and shit for the pause for the Midwest and shit as far as recapping our battles and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
We always try, bro. That's what I want niggas to understand, bro. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I started out in Indiana, bro. It was strictly Indiana. I didn't give a fuck where you was from. I didn't fuck with nobody that wasn't Indiana. And I found out that's not the way to go. Niggas Midwest, you got to hold down for niggas from your side. So if I've been with a Midwest nigga, I done seen a lot of goofy shit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because niggas don't like to hear they going to lose and this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? So just know that I'm here for us, bro. You know what I mean? I started out Indiana. I'm Midwest.
What do you got to say about you know, it's plenty of motherfuckers that kind of, like, don't agree with your shit. They don't like your shit. Midwest motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
and shit. What you got
mm-hmm.
to say about that shit? Or what do you think about that
shit? I don't
give
a fuck.
Or do you care?
Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm here to say my thoughts and my opinions. If you don't agree with it, that's cool. We can agree to disagree. But at the end of the day, y'all watch some niggas watch my platform for my opinion. You know what I mean? I ain't going to fucking, like, go down a nigga's throat. I'm just going to say how I feel. If we can agree to it, we can agree to it. We disagree
you
to it.
You did go down a nigga's throat, though, and you do care because you was crying about getting back in the Black Ice group. And your shit is not an opinion. It's satire. Like, it's satirical as fuck. Like, it's not an opinion. It's not building up the Midwest if you trashing niggas from the Midwest. That's not building up shit.
Hold on. I don't even know what's going on right now.
From the Midwest, and you talking about you don't care, but you was crying around to everybody trying to get back in the Black Ice group.
You did a blow. Okay, hold on.
Don't get on here lying. Like, your shit is not tired. I don't even know who you are, first of all. Don't watch my shit, but you coming at me. How you not watching my shit, but you know what I'm doing? I don't understand how you building up the Midwest if you trashing niggas from the Midwest. That's what I want to know. I'm asking. I don't even know who you are, bro. You ain't got to know. I'm asking you. I'm somebody who watched those shit before, and I'm telling you that I didn't see you build up the Midwest when I watched it.
Let her rock, bro. Let her talk her shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, she going to have to let me talk. You know what I mean? You ain't going to be saying all this shit.
I'm saying the same thing over and over. I want to know how you build up the Midwest. You keep talking. Let's talk. That's what I'm saying. How is she this emotional? I don't even know, shorty, first of all.
I mean, what are we doing, bro? What are we doing, bro? I'm with all the smoke. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I'm a female. I asked you a question about my platform. Hold on, man. Y'all wildin'. Hey, Bees, chill out. I'm trying to TPV. This is Bees, the co-host for Cartel Radio. All right, Bees, you asked him a question. Let him answer it. Okay?
I'm trying to. Y'all want to tell me to be quiet? Let me talk. Who is she? Who is Shorty? She the co-host. It doesn't matter who I am. I'm somebody who watched your shit. He ain't trying to answer, killer. That's why I'm keep talking, because he's trying to ask who I am. It don't matter who I am. I watched your shit before, and I'm telling you that the shit I saw is not building up no Midwest. That's what I'm saying.
I'm a motherfucker that watched your shit before. That's who I am. Hold up. You did a vlog that she didn't, that, you know, that she felt was kind of a, what's the word you use? Satire.
Biased and satirical. It's fucked.
But you did a vlog on Von versus, what was it? Young LA versus Mustafa Q. And I don't know, I didn't see the vlog. I guess you said, I don't know, something about he lost.
He know the one that got him kicked out. He know what the fuck going on.
But the thing is, like, he, that's his opinion. Like, he do that. What? It ain't like he's trashing the Midwest. Like, he just keep it 100. Like, he told me, like, I got dog walked by Coach Cannon. Like, it's not 100
when you say, I don't know this nigga. I ain't watch none of it. He trash. I don't like this nigga. He don't do a good job. I mean, this only about Los Angeles. You know,
though.
I don't know the nigga. Like, the shit wasn't a valid opinion. And it was biased as hell, and it was satirical as hell. And then just the whole setup was just like, you know, you rooting for your nigga. You could be biased. I'm biased as fuck. You can be biased and all that, but I'm just saying, sitting here acting like your platform is one that is for building up the Midwest is a lie. That's all I'm trying to say.
That's a lie.
Tell the truth.
Von versus who?
It was versus Mustafa Q.
He know the one. He remember that shit when he was telling motherfuckers, you know, somebody kicked him out of the cartel group and all that. He know exactly what dog it is.
Yeah, that was on the draft too. Shout out to the draft.
Shout out to the draft.
But TPV, it ain't no smoke or whatever. This is the co-host Bees. You know what I'm saying?
Don't even, like, my title or anything don't matter. I'm somebody that watched your shit before, and
know,
I'm just asking you, how are you building up the Midwest? All right.
Okay. All right. My opinion on that shit, B, is that's just his opinion. When he first recapped like three of my battles when I first ever didn't even know this nigga, and he had me losing all three of them motherfuckers. And I'm like, what the fuck?
And y'all can eat that shit if y'all want to.
You said what?
Y'all can eat that if y'all want to. I wasn't taking that. And I wanted to know, like, you know, if you like how he's saying right now, he a serious vlogger and he's trying to build up the Midwest and this and that. But if you watch his shit, it's comical.
But he do everybody's shit though. It ain't
he do all
the Midwest. He do everybody's shit. He watch all.
So he not on the line no more.
No, he on the line. I'm finna bring him back in. I just didn't want y'all arguing, talking over each other. So
I
wasn't
even trying to argue. I just was trying to,
but
okay,
I
didn't understand why y'all kept speaking instead of him. Like, I was, you know, and y'all know how I talk.
Nah.
Like, this how I talk.
That was him talking.
No,
to
here
he goes.
I'm on the page. Who are you? Who are you? Hey, who are you? What the fuck?
Mr. Circle City. That's B's, the co-host. So that's who she is. I'm finna bring you back.
I don't got
in,
a name
so
or a title. I'll just watch this shit, and I got a question.
And a fan. That's B's, the co-host. But this, but she's coming
go.
To you as a fan. You
there
know
you
what
go.
I'm saying? And now I'm finna bring you back in. Hold on. All right, I'm bringing you back in.
Who is
she? What it do? I just told
What's
you,
up,
man.
Bro?
B, C, you don't see what I mean. How you supposed to be taking them serious? I don't hear shit he got to say. Because he keeps asking, who am I?
Okay,
this is what niggas do for CBB.
That's insulting. Like, that's like saying I don't have to answer to you. Like, you up here, I'm down there.
Bro.
I'm watching your shit.
I'm trying to ask God, bro. Like this shit,
hey,
dude, this what I do for views? This what I do for views? I just want to know
hey.
Who she is so we can have a proper conversation.
I think I know what you're talking about.
So we can do what?
CTV. B, chill.
So we can do what?
Chill, B.
You
want to
know
chill.
Who I am?
I
so we can do what?
Man, y'all tripping, man.
You're not attacking, bro.
He said what? So we can do what?
What's going on? What's going on? Because I would never call this show again, bro. This shit's goofy. Because I don't even know what's going on.
He's on, I'm going to mute myself. Y'all can talk to y'all, homie.
I'm trying my hardest not to disrespect Shorty, but she just whoofing, bro.
Nah,
who
man, it
Shorty?
Ain't
going to
be like that, bro. Nah, you tripping, bro.
Who is Shorty,
I'm trying to
bro?
Tell you, bro. You tripping, bro. I'm finna get this, man. Y'all niggas be wilding, man. It's battle rap shit, man. Niggas be going too far. Logic, what's the word?
Man, I shit sipping this margarita, minding my business.
Hey, man,
y'all be capping for motherfuckers because y'all have to because y'all battlers and they bloggers, so y'all have to have a mutual respect and y'all have to have a working relationship. I'm a fan.
Please.
I'm asking you something as a fan, and you telling me not
Please.
A fan of his, but a fan of battle rap and a fan
it
of y'all and a fan
it's
of the culture.
Not letting nobody talk. That's all. That's the only thing.
I didn't say nothing when he jumped back on here.
This is what you did.
See?
So listen, he was muted. Listen, he was muted. I ain't drunk or nothing. He was muted. And I said my stuff. And then he got back on. The first thing he said, who is Shorty? Like, he on voice. He talking some smoke and all this. This battle rap, what are you talking about smoke? What kind of smoke? You talking real smoke or battle rap smoke? Facebook smoke or phone smoke?
Yeah.
Like, y'all don't be on that. And I ain't trying to be on that. And I ain't trying to get people who fuck with me on that because they be on that. Ain't nobody on that. Like, I'm not no 16-year-old talking about I'll get my brother to beat you up. This is a legitimate question. Like, y'all talking about the new Midwest movement. Like, this shit is, like, you see Bankhead. You see y'all. Like, you see Cartel. Like, you see who, I know what y'all trying to do. Everybody see what y'all trying to do. And this motherfucker jump on here like he just all for the culture, all for me. Like, we gonna keep this shit real, man. Like, y'all shit is satirical as fuck. You can run your shit how you want to. Your opinion is your opinion. You can be biased how you want to. But don't sit here and just say like y'all shit is some type of platform, like they black or something. It's not. It's comedy. And it's full of shit. Hey. Depending on who you fuck with, or you like if you gonna be talking about battle rap, and you gonna be giving your opinion, you wanna be taken seriously. Like you, in my eyes, as a fan of battle rap, as a real fan, like let me know if this some comedy or not. Because I'm looking at this shit to take you still. I want to see your honest fucking opinion of the breakdown or whatever the fuck, what you call it, like the prediction in the aftermath. Like, what happened, like the breakdown. Like, your breakdown is comedy. And you sitting on the person, you sitting on people that you talking about, you trying to bring up. Now, then you want to say you trying to build up everybody. Now you saying that shit, but I'm letting you know that your shit that I seen doesn't do that.
Hey, this battle rap shit is everybody's opinion at the end of the day. Hey,
yes,
but I'm about to bring in another caller. Hold up, Beef. I'm about to bring in another caller, 314-933. Cartel Radio. Hold on. Cartel Radio. Wait. Damn. Fucked up. Nah. Hold on. I think I clicked you in, Ice. Oh, they got off the queue.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
What
okay.
you got to say, Ice? I clicked you in on accident.
Bees, calm
you
your
say,
ass down.
Bro,
Am I tripping? Like, did you hear what I was trying to say? Am I tripping?
Yeah, like, you should just let him get his shit off, because at the end of the day, he a caller, he's trying to see, you know, what's what or whatever, but you just jacked the fuck up.
Ask the question.
And kill it at a loss of words. Yep. He gonna rush you off the show, man.
Y'all see my energy tank. I just asked a question.
Yo, shit. He just PPV mad and shit.
I'm gonna mute myself. That's the boss.
Shitty for the looking at it. Hey, man, bars is bars.
I'm not even really about muting yourself. You just gotta let these people get their shit off. Because at the end of the day, you the one still sitting there, and you got the platform, so you can always talk after he gets through talking. You ain't limited. You know what I'm saying? Get his ass on and off.
Okay, yeah, you right. I hear you.
Basically, Ice knows popping. Shout out to
Why
Black
y'all
Ice Man from the old cartel, from the original cartel radio. Yeah.
Hey, she is a cartel. Ain't no cartel radio right now without her. Y'all better get it right.
I wasn't even on the original one. I don't know why
people
keep saying that.
Yes,
you were.
You was on the flyer, everything. Yeah,
when I was a guest.
Yeah.
I wasn't
on the
flyer.
Your face
was on the flyer.
That probably
was some promotion and shit. Really was good for listening in a lot, though.
But yeah, man, shout out to PPV. I know he mad and shit, but you know what I'm saying? It ain't even like that. You know what I'm saying? He done got off the line too.
I apologize, PPV. If I didn't let you get to work, I just felt like.
Nah, he ain't even on the line anymore, but.
He just argued and I asked the question over and over, but I need to learn co-host etiquette. So I do apologize, PPV, and my co-host and the boss.
Yeah, man, I wanted to hear what he had to say because you really asked him a good question. You just never let him get his shit off, you know what I'm saying?
He told you he had to say that he ain't fucking with y'all no more. Fuck this show.
You know what I'm saying?
He threw a whole tension when
fuck around.
Logic, you ain't supposed to laugh out loud. You're supposed to secretly laugh like I was just here.
Hey, it's bad enough. It took like four battles for him to even say I won one of them motherfuckers. Now I never win one again. Fuck it with these and shit.
Man.
What you win? Fuck out of here.
Stop the PPV, man.
No,
we love you, PPV. Come back, nigga.
Hey, no, for real though, the PVV cool.
He's doing the vlog right now. He's finna go in on you, B.
Hell no.
Okay, all you gotta do is shop around. He's gonna have a nice juicy one. Shit. You welcome for these views. What you do it on me?
What's gonna be fucked up is if Shastapa 2 really fuck Vaughn up though. Then we gonna be like, oh.
they battled already at the draft.
I know. No, I was just saying I was there. Vaughn went crazy. I ain't gonna lie. That was when he threw the shot at G Gray and shit. Yeah, I remember that shit.
What's up, man?
Yeah, Vaughn went crazy.
He gonna ask niggas about me. They gonna say these like Soulja Boy, and get to running that shit.
hey, so he had Vaughn losing that one though, for real.
Yeah, he had him losing. That's fine to have him losing, but like, dude, go back and watch it. Like,
niggas
to not know who Vaughn
up,
is, and for you
we
to have a platform that you got, like you basically told niggas this
down,
nigga Vaughn trash. Don't fuck with him.
But yeah, man. Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in, Cartel Radio, this week, man. Holla at us next week. We already know we're gonna get it back cracking. Same shit. You know what I'm saying? We only got about a minute left, so you already know it's that time. Fuck this body game shit.
Ain't no next week. Go live.
Bees, you gotta do the next show sober, man. Fuck that.
She got to do the next show sober.
Got on there. Hey, I knew he was going to say something to you. You can hear it all in his voice.
The bullshit. She just ran PPV off on our shit.
Hell yeah, man. Body Gang, Cartel, ho. Y'all know the vibe. Tune in next week.
Yeah, man. Back.
Shit,